Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and music man, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This game can be done solo, with your co-workers, or anyone competitive really. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s. First, number ones. And Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone playing all around the world, and today's shout out goes to our players in Singapore. Thank you so much for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think about a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are diving back 10 years into the past. There are 5 questions coming your way, all about the biggest hit songs and artists of the 2010s decade. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Here are the questions. Question 1. Which DJ and producer, who shares their name with a sweet treat, had hits with songs like Silence with Khalid and Happier with Bastille? Question 2. Which of the following artists did not appear in a Super Bowl halftime show during the 2010s? Was it Beyoncé, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, or Pink? Question 3. The 2015 hit See You Again by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth was released in tribute of which Fast and Furious film star? Question 4. Which pop singer burst onto the scene in 2011 with songs such as Video Games, Born to Die, and Blue Jeans? Question 5. The Awesome Mix Volume 1 was one of the highest selling albums of 2014. It was the soundtrack of which superhero film? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is first number ones. We all know some of the big names in music history, but what was their first song to make it all the way to the top of the charts? In this round, you'll receive 5 clues about the songs that were the first number one hits by those artists. For clarity, we'll be referring to their first US number one hits. There is 1 point available for each song that you can correctly guess, and here are the clues. Question 6. This song from 1984 was Madonna's first number one single and was promoted using a memorable wedding-themed performance at the MTV VMAs. Question 7. Coldplay had to wait until 2008 to get their first number one with this song, which has a Spanish title. Question 8. In 1984, Phil Collins got his first solo number one with this song, taken from a film of the same name and written about the breakup of his marriage. Question 9. This song from 1979 was Queen's first number one hit, a simplistic composition due to songwriter Freddie Mercury's limited skills on the guitar. Question 10. Drake got his first number one hit in 2016 with this track, which mentions the liquor Hennessy in the chorus. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue will reveal more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Here we go. Clue number one. I was born on the 10th of March, 1972, in Virginia, USA. Clue 2. I began to DJ in high school and met my then collaborator, Melvin Magoo Barcliff, and dabbled in production with my relative, Pharrell Williams. Clue 3. I got my start as a producer in the mid-1990s, working with artists like Missy Elliott, Aaliyah, and Genuine, primarily within the R&B and hip-hop genre, leading to my first Grammy nomination in 1998. Clue 4. I continued to produce hits through the early 2000s, but my popularity exploded in 2006 when I produced the albums Future Sex Love Sounds for Justin Timberlake and Loose for Nelly Furtado. Clue 5. In 2007, I released my second album as the headline artist, and it produced number one hits like Apologize with One Republic and The Way I Are with Keri Hilson. That is all our rounds complete. We will be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. Let's get rolling into the answers, commencing with the hits of the 2010s. Question 1. Marshmello was behind hits like Silence and Happier. Question 2. Pink has never appeared at a Super Bowl halftime show, let alone one in the 2010s. Question 3. Paul Walker. Question 4. Lana Del Rey, her album Born to Die, has spent over 500 weeks on the US album chart. Question 5. Guardians of the Galaxy. Continuing on to round 2, first number ones. You received clues about 5 songs that were the first number one hits of some of the biggest hit makers in music history. The correct answers are Question 6, Like a Virgin by Madonna. Question 7, Viva La Vida by Coldplay. Question 8, Against All Odds by Phil Collins. Question 9, Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen. And question 10, One Dance by Drake. For our final round today, you are looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Timbaland. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know what you scored. You can also support the show by leaving us a wonderful review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.